President of the Republic of South Africa, Cyril Ramaphosa, took to the podium at the National Assembly during the joint sitting of Parliament to deliver his State of the Nation for 2019. And one of the pledges that he made was the unbundling of Eskom into three different business units. Eskom has been recording record losses for the last couple of financial reporting periods, and we know that they are in debt to the tune of more than 400 billion rand. It was a CEO of Eskom, in fact, who noted at a Mining Indaba discussion that Eskom is having to get debt in order for them to service debt, which is something completely unsustainable. Phakamile Hlubi Majola is a spokesperson for the National Union of Metal Workers of South Africa. Phakamile, very good morning and thank you very much for joining us today.
Good morning and thank you for having me.
The unions have decided that they'll take to the streets next week in response to the pledge made by the president. Why are you striking?
Thank you for having me on your show. The NUM, rather COSATU, is embarking on a strike next week. As NUMSA, we have made it very clear that we are opposed to this decision by the president to unbundle Eskom. It is not in the interest of the community at large and certainly not to the working class majority and the poor. We can see that what this is nothing more than privatization through the back door. And that is, and we know from past history that any time privatization has taken place, it results in massive job losses and it actually results also in higher costs for the consumer.
Your concerns about it being privatization in a different form, because I think I heard the president saying on Thursday that certainly certain entities that are essential to this country will never be given to private hands.
But you see, you have to actually analyze what they're saying. The devil there is in the detail. They are privatizing. They can use all kinds of semantics and phrases. That's just PR. Fact of the matter is, Eskom is being privatized in front of us. They don't want to call it that, but that's what it is. When you are breaking it up into three different entities and you are allowing private companies to take over certain aspects of the entity, that's privatization. So we should just call a thing a thing. And not actually get sucked into the PR of the government in terms of describing what this process is.
How would you then have proposed that he addresses the challenge that is Eskom? Once again, an entity that is reporting record losses every year, an entity that is completely over-indebted, where they're needing to seek more debt in order for them to service debt.
Well, we know how Eskom arrived at this point. I mean, they are several issues that have brought Eskom to the brink of collapse. As NUMSA, we've identified certain issues, one being the more than two decades of rampant looting and corruption, which has taken place under the watch of the ANC government, who's a shareholder of Eskom, and the board and the management of Eskom. Not one cent has been recovered from the looting, the corruption that has taken place. And it hasn't been stopped either. Secondly, one of the other holes we identified was the extremely high cost of coal. And in fact, Eskom will tell you that it is its biggest cost driver. It's actually the extremely high cost of coal. There's been no attempt on the side of the management of Eskom to actually investigate this type of corruption. I mean, when you look at, for example, between 2008 and 2015, the price of coal went, Eskom paid 17% increase year on year for what it was paying for coal, and yet it was ordering less coal in those periods. So it tells you that corruption was a factor. Again, nothing was done to recover those monies. None of those companies were penalized for this type of corruption. Thirdly, the other problem is Eskom's Bulks project, which went into where the project was extended way beyond it needed to be extended. Those cost overruns were massive. Eskom admits that some of the building work was shoddy and not a single penalty, no consequences for the companies, no monies have been paid back. And then, of course, one of the really massive problems that is causing a massive dent in Eskom's finances is the IPP project. Eskom pays 2.20 per kilowatt hour for electricity that can be produced for less than 50 cents through coal. All of those things are destroying Eskom. Not one word was made or was mentioned by this government about how to deal with those things that are actually affecting Eskom's balance sheet. Notice they have refused to cancel the IPP project, which is destroying Eskom because it benefits the ANC and its cronies. They are continuing to allow the looting to take place. There's been no repercussions. They just get to press a reset button, start over with a new company, and it's as if nothing happened. The people who will actually pay for that will be the working class, who will suffer through joblessness, and the poor who will have to pay higher rates for electricity.
I'm going to explore a little bit, Phakamile. I totally resonate with everything that you have said, right? There are reasons why Eskom is in the state of affairs that it's in right now. The reality is both you and me want to have some level of security of provision of electricity and energy. Energy is an essential driver of economy. Mining and Indaba spending many, many hours, in fact, and many stages discussing the challenge with Eskom, the impending increase in tariffs should they be granted those tariffs, what impact will that have on mining, and therefore the impact it's going to have on employment and all those factors that it goes down to. This administration has no choice but to make sure that Eskom continues to be able to generate power. So, given everything you've said, and I'm hoping that this administration will be placed under incredible pressure to make sure that they hold those who are responsible to account for the mess that they created with Eskom, how does Ramaphosa's administration ensure that we have electricity tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, so that the economy can grow?
Well, the fact of the matter is, even as you say that, Africa, they've still not taken the decision to explore the options that should actually help Eskom. As I've said to you, they simply, for example, would need to cancel the IPP project. Another solution which NUMSA has been really vociferous about is that we keep the decision when it comes to the changes that are taking place at SOE. We have no say on this state-owned entity, and yet as members of the public, we are the most important stakeholder. The boards are determined by the ANC. They fill up the board with their own cronies, and they make decisions in their own interest. If we really want to be able to make a meaningful change in the future of Eskom, the makeup of those boards must be changed. The boards must reflect the stakeholders who have a say on the running of Eskom. The board must be represented of community members, of labor, business and government, not just made up of people who are going to do the bidding of the ANC elite. I mean, we shouldn't be naive and ignore the fact that this government has deliberately taken a decision not to cancel IPPs, and they've done so because they know that their own political elite are going to benefit. Patrice Motsepe is an investor in the renewable energy space. He's benefiting from this IPP program. He's related to the president and the energy minister. These are serious contradictions. So it should already tell you that this entire proposal which has been presented to us is not in the interest of the working class majority. It's in the interest of the ANC elite. It's been backed up by the World Bank and international finance companies who for decades have been wanting to sell off Eskom into different parts and to privatize it. The fact of the matter is this. The purpose of the existence of this SOE is to ensure that the entire country is electrified and to ensure that electricity is affordable. That will be impossible once this process goes through and Eskom is privatized. We will pay more for electricity and there will be thousands of jobs lost. The president has already alluded to this. In his speech, he talks about the fact that Eskom needs an affordable tariff increase. So already we know that the outlook is that we are going to pay more for electricity in spite of all of the proposals that have been placed on the table.
We leave it there. Thank you very much indeed for your insights. Phakamile Hlubi-Majola, the spokesperson for the National Union of Metal Workers of South Africa. They themselves are not participating in the protest action that has been called by COSATU and the affiliated unions. They are affiliated with SAFTU, but they are most opposed to the pledge that was made by President Cyril Ramaphosa during his State of the Nation address to unbundle Eskom into three different business units under the Eskom holding umbrella.